Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, horny. It is Turn It Up Thursday. I know everybody likes to say Throwback Thursday, but horny around these parts, it is Turn It Up on Thursday. It is May the 19th, 2022, 2:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know, I got to push it up to the ATM, my home team. Give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan, Patwati, baby. And this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum.com. We do have two versions. One is infused with vanilla and one is infused with coconut. We have the silver and the gold. Now listen, y'all. Listen, let mama tell you something. I got a hot, really, really hot show on today. I got High Side Stitches, yes, honey, and Master Ice Levant. They got some bad music. Listen, you know, this showcase is really good because everybody got stuff that's in Blow Up City. You know, Stitches got a bad song, and I'm telling you, High Side, woo, he's just a moving and a grooving. And I got my boy Ice, you know, Master Ice, I like to call him Master Ice. Master Ice Levant with the song Warning. It's a warning, baby. This is a warning. Can I tell you this? Listen, y'all, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you the real. Y'all know I love the entertainment, right? But listen, honey, I'm telling you, I love my independent artists. I love music. And it's all going down on Fierce Female Network. I tell you, there's a whole lot of good stuff that's in the works for the independent artists that want to take their music and their career to the next level. We are doing some great things. We're doing billboards. Listen now, y'all listen. We're doing digital billboards in the city. New York City, so listen, New York City, Chicago, and anywhere that it is placeable. Airports, you know, so terminals, bus terminals, and now listen, this is all for independent artists to get you to the next level, to get your name out there, to get what you do. Now listen, let me tell y'all something. Let me slow this down. Don't bring me no song that ain't even ready to even be blowed up in the toilet. All right, now listen, I can't do nothing with that. So listen, you know, I have really vetted out a whole lot of people. And some folks think, you know, that can you blow me up in one day and they song can't even be, you know, blowed up in a toilet. You know what I mean? So, y'all know what I'm saying. It's like this. That's the only thing they can blow up is the toilet. So, listen. I'm talking about folks that's really on the real and got the goods. But listen. Right now, I'm going to spin it for you. This is High Side. Ooh, honey. Y'all, this song is just so bad. It is juke joint bad. When you got a song that's juke joint bad, honey, ain't nothing for it to do but to do what? Blow up, baby. Now, listen to the choir. Y'all be quiet now. You know, they like to stir up and get things moving and a grooving around. So, first up, it is High Side. And the song, as you know, is Hap Here. If you haven't heard this song, you about to hear it right now, baby. Hap
Here. Baby. All right.
Let's go to High Side.
Hey. Oh, baby girl, you know I got a game. Oh, it's going down tonight. She wanna ride.
Come on.
But don't rock the boat. I wanna take you to a place where blues sets up. So she wanna roll. Can you hold the flow? While you fear me, baby, what you need, I got a double dose. She wanna go, woo, down a country road, where the music keep playing, and moonshine make you
the baby. I'm from the top of the south. I'll show you how we love the ladies. Look at him now. All this southern country love, and I want you to be shaking. When she move her body, say she's not for me. Watch yourself, I'm gonna risk it all.
Doing line dance to cha-cha. Oh, yeah. And also, that song, why it really just really makes me feel so good, because that song reminds me of my auntie, my Aunt Orly, God bless her soul. But listen, the reason why I say it reminds me of my auntie is because of this. She loves her some Last $2. That's on Last $2. So listen, this song, Happy, it reminds me of her, because every time. Not one time, babies. Every time I got in that lady car, my Last $2 was playing. One day, now listen, this is God him truth. This is the true story. One day she came. She came pick me up. I love going with my people, my aunties and everything. She came pick me up. One day she came pick me up. It was in summer. And I'm telling you, I opened the car door and I said, Lord Jesus. She had, of course, my Last $2. It was playing. And I said, Arlie. Sometimes I just call about it. I said, Arlie, can't we listen to something else? And she said, listen. Now, it's just the way she said it. She said, listen, get out of the goddamn car. I said, oh, Lord. She said, now, either you going to get out of the goddamn car or get in, because I ain't changing from my meat. So, listen, my point is saying this. But that song, Happy Here, folks going to be playing that music. And, honey, they ain't going to be changing their CDs. They ain't going to be changing nothing that they listen to. They're going to be listening to Happy Here. Do you hear me? So I don't care how many times folks got that song playing in their cars or in their house, and you come in, that song will be playing because folks just going to love it, love it, love it. That's how my auntie was. That's how my auntie was, but that song lasted. Dog. You go in her house any time of day or night, she got that song playing. So I'm telling you what's the truth. That's why I love this song, Happy. I really do. I love that song. It is blow up city. It really is. And it just reminds me how my auntie loved this song, Last $2. I don't care. If you get in her car, you're going to listen to the Last $2. Y'all know the song. But Last $2, one for the jukebox, one for the bus stop. Y'all know. So anyway, hon. That's why I know Happy. It ain't going nowhere but up. Baby, listen, I got one more song for you. This is I Am So Lost. Stitches. Woo! Now, listen, if y'all don't like the song, you're gonna get some stitches. If y'all don't like the song, I Am So Lost, you're about to get some stitches from Mama. Okay, listen, I Am So Lost.
I know I made mistakes, a lot of things I regret. They don't know how it feels, all they see is the fame. They try to dirty your name. What if you were me and what if I was you? Maybe you'd see what I go through. I'm looking up but my sky ain't blue, I just see dark. I say my prayers, I ask for forgiveness. No, I'm not perfect, I promise, I try, I promise, I cry. Sometimes I feel like I'm not even alive, but my heart's still beating, so I must be tripping. My father was a ghost, but I still wanna forgive him. I know a lot of you can't relate to this song, cause it came from my heart. Just know that you're not alone.
I know a lot of you can't relate. We need help before it's too late. I look in the mirror and I feel ashamed, cause maybe I'm the one that caused myself this pain.
I'm so lost, what does it cost to find myself? I wanna feel better. I'm so lost, what does it cost to find myself? I wanna feel better.
I wear a shell of armor, cause I've been stabbed in the back so many times. Who's really got love for me, that's always on my mind. I know I got my flaws, I know I told some lies. I know I probably seemed like I was the devil in disguise. Do you know how it feels when you got nobody? You keep it all inside, cause you got nobody to really tell how you feel and express how it kills every moment of your day. And you just wanna fly away. Should I just pop all these pills? Should I just pull the trigger? Should I just hold on till my kids get older and bigger? I don't know, can somebody tell me now? Cause the devil's reaching out and he's telling me to take myself out.
I know a lot of you can't relate. We need help before it's too late. I look in the mirror and I feel ashamed, cause maybe I'm the one that caused myself this pain.
I'm so lost, what does it cost to find myself? I wanna feel better. I'm so lost, what does it cost to find myself? I wanna feel better.
Every time I try to smile, I feel so miserable. I used to feel like I was invincible. Every time I try to smile, I feel so miserable. I used to feel like I was invincible.
I know a lot of you can relate. We need help before it's too late.
I look in the myself this pain.
I'm so lost, what does it cost to find myself? I wanna feel better. I'm so lost, what does it cost to find myself? I wanna feel better.
That song is so deep, y'all. That song is so deep. Y'all hear me? Woo, that is Stitches. I Am So Lost. You know, listen to the lyrics of that song. All I can see is, you know, that song being attacked. Y'all know Mama always, you know, it's not me. I always say it's not me. It's the Father God in heaven that speaks through me. That song is so deep on so many levels. You know, it could be used in so many different places and things. And I'm telling you, because there's a lot of teenagers that's out there that feels like that. You know, the song is so relatable. Of course, we got a lot of teenagers walk around that feel lost. They look in the mirror. They can't recognize their own self. And, you know, you see the commercials on TV. A lot of times, Midnight Ministry, the kids that run away from home and they're just out in the streets. And I'm telling you, that song could really be snatched up and attached to some of these organizations that help individuals that feel like that, you know. And right now we're living in a time where, you know, like never before it's being talked about, you know, mental illness and depression and anxiety. Woo, my Lord. So listen, I'm telling you, that song, I also is deep on so many levels. And it reminds me, and I'm pretty much out of time, but I'm going to say this. I'm going to share this with you. That song, I'm So Lost, reminds me of a young lady. And I am telling you, individuals that suffer with anxiety and depression, you know, it ain't no joke. You know, it ain't no joke. It's just serious. So the reason I'm saying this is because a young lady I used to work with at a mortgage company, and she, every day, nobody wanted to talk to her because she was lost. She was lost, and it just would pull on my heart every single day she'd come in. You know, and you could look at her outer appearance, and you knew she was lost. You know, she never talked to anybody. She never smiled. She sat at her desk, and she did her job. And that was it. She didn't have any friends on the job, but, you know, and it was just really, really, it just tugged my heart. You know, and I wanted to always talk to her. I was there for a long time working at that place, and she always sat in the corner. Nobody wanted to, and then people wouldn't, I wanted to talk to her because I'm just that kind of person. I'm going to talk to people, try to help and see if I can, you know, at least give you some type of relief, you know, for the day or whatever. And so people, that's a young girl, you don't want to, you know, they was encouraging me not to talk to her. I'm like, what do you mean? This lady needs help. You know what I'm saying? And so people at the job was encouraging me not to talk to her. I'm like, this is crazy. You're supposed to encourage people to talk to them. Don't not talk to them. So one day, let me tell you something, what happened. One day, she went in, well, he, it was a man. It was really a man, but she dressed it like a lady. And it was really hard and difficult to tell if she was a man or a lady. But anyway, she was born a man, but she dressed as a lady, right? So one day, I tell you this God to heaven truth, she went into the ladies' restroom. She always used the men's restroom, but this one day, I don't know if she was confused what happened, but she went into the ladies' restroom and you heard her screaming out, which was crazy because she wasn't going in there to hurt nobody. The women that was in there started acting crazy and acting a fool because she went into the ladies' bathroom and she, you know, supposed to go into the men's bathroom, and everybody started acting crazy and they were nuts. I said, you know what, now this is crazy. So I got up, I'm going to tell you, and I just, the mediator and the one that's going to bring everything to balance. I said, now wait, hold on now. I went up to the bathroom, I said, what's going on up here? I didn't say it like that, but I was like, you know, everybody was crowding around. I said, what's happening, you know? So she came on out. You know, they sent that girl, they sent the person home. They sent her home. Sent her home because, you know, rules and regulations, you know, sexual abuse. She wasn't going in there to do nothing to nobody. But after that, she didn't come back. She didn't come back to work. That was it. She didn't get fired. She just was too embarrassed to come back. I'm telling you. So listen, you know, when you have an opportunity to talk to somebody and encourage them, you don't know if it's their last day or not. When I'm storing, I got to get up out of here. One night, me and my friend was out. This was, I don't know, about 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. We were going to White House, going to get some burgers or whatever. And one of my old friends was out, and I'm telling you, just as loud as clear as day, the Lord told me to talk to the man and tell him about God. He was sitting out in front. He wasn't in there buying nothing. He wasn't buying nothing from the steps. He was just out, you know, doing his thing outside, holding down the corner. And so the Lord said, you go need to talk to him and encourage him and tell him about God. Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all God him too. I didn't do it. I didn't give him a tract to read about the Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't say anything. Didn't do it. I have y'all to know the next day they tells me Nathan is gone. Nathan was gone. He got killed, got shot, gone. I say, oh, Lord, y'all know I was sick for about a week because I didn't do what the Father God in heaven was telling me to do. And I say, Lord. And, you know, that kind of pain, you know, it take a long time to get rid of that kind of pain. When you know you're supposed to do something, that person left the world. That hurts. That's some hurt stuff. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. Y'all look, stuff is real. It is real. So now that song was I Am So Lost. That was Stitches, Stitches, Stitches. And guess what, y'all? I'm coming back late on today and do it all over again.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it.
Hold up. Fierce. Fierce. She's fierce. Fierce. Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.